Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We'll be joined by Senator Mike Lee of Utah in a minute. Congress obviously grappling, fighting, struggling over issues involving, you know, funding wars in Ukraine and how much support to give Israel. And Joe Biden has a pretty great dilemma, and Democrats have a pretty big dilemma in front of them. And that is that the base of their party just seems to have zero understanding as it relates to what actually happened on October the 7th, 1,200 Israelis slaughtered. That included beheadings of children, burning of children, raping of women, hostages taken, and what was the largest terror attack in Israel's history. And we even have Americans still, we think, held hostage. Nobody really knows if they're dead or alive. Then you have all over the country, you have the insanity of rampant anti-Semitism all over college campuses around the country. I mean, everywhere from Berkeley to Harvard to Yale to NYU to Columbia. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And colleges now seemingly impotent when it comes to containing what is intensifying pro-Palestinian, in many cases, anti-Semitic protests. And, you know, there was a poll that came out. Nearly half of Gen Z voters are sympathetic towards Hamas. Are they really that ignorant? They're going to the supposedly the finest universities in the country, and yet they don't know that Hamas has called for the destruction of Israel in their own charter, that since 2005, 20,000 rockets have been fired into Israel. Thank goodness for the Iron Dome, but I've always said the Iron Dome is great for now, but it's a Band-Aid, and this is going to get worse. And then, of course, Joe Biden has himself a big problem, and that is, okay, he needs all of these people to vote for him, and now he's got a big problem with radical leftists in his party that he needs to capitulate to, and he needs to coddle, which he's been doing in big ways and small ways. It's really unbelievable. And anyway, it's now become a big problem. I mean, you have everyone from Chuck Schumer. Israel is in a fight for their survival. And you have the Senate Majority Leader out there saying, well, we need new elections in Israel. And then Nancy Pelosi saying we should not help Israel at all in their fight against terrorism. And then she took it a step further by saying Netanyahu is the obstacle to peace. He should resign and anybody with moral clarity at all would understand that Israel has been the victim here. The rockets have been fired from the north at Hezbollah out of Lebanon. It's been fired from the south out of Gaza. 20,000 just out of Gaza since 2005. You've got to be kidding me. And of course, what happened on the 7th of October, you know, how would you want your country to react? And you have a president that doesn't have the moral clarity to understand that evil exists, and Israel, he should be supporting their right to self-determination and self-defense, because the state of Israel may not survive if, in fact, they lose this war. I don't think they will. Right now, they're fighting a two-front war, and if you add Iran into the equation, that would be a three-front war. Here's what Pelosi said.
We recognize Israel's right to protect itself. We reject the policy and the practice of Netanyahu. Terrible. What could be worse than what he has done in response? First of all, the exposure. See, his intelligence person resigned. He should resign. He's ultimately responsible
for it. Is he a block to peace, Benjamin Netanyahu?
Oh, he has been for years. I don't know whether he's afraid of peace, incapable of peace, or just doesn't want peace. But he has been an obstacle to the two-state solution. I emphasize the word solution.
All those terror tunnels that you see was built with Israeli money, American money, and that was money designed to go to the people that live in Gaza, the Palestinians, for hospitals and schools and infrastructure. And all it's been spent on is infrastructure to kill and capture Israelis. I mean, where is your moral compass here? Where is your sense of moral clarity here? Where is the criticism against the radical Islamic terrorists that have been wreaking havoc against Israel for the longest period of time? But it does raise very critical questions about what America's role in the world should be. And I think what we're looking at is a president that doesn't have that clarity and is more interested in his blind political ambition than anything else. Senator Mike Lee of Utah is with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Sean. Thank you very much.
You know, as I look at all of the billions of dollars that have been sent to Ukraine, I mean, you know, up to 80, now it's another 60, and the money keeps going up and up and up. Europe has not stepped up to protect their own continent, Senator. They're not paying their fair share, number one. Number two, from the beginning of this conflict, Joe Biden had put handcuffs on the people of Ukraine and President Zelensky. Oh, you can't have the MiG jets to fight and combat Russia's very powerful air force. Why would he do that? Oh, you can't use these kind of bombs because that would be an escalation. And in the interim, America ends up funding a large portion of this in what really is deteriorated into a proxy war between the United States and Ukraine. And then you compare and contrast, you know, a very clear case where Israel is the victim of radical Islamic terror, the worst terror attack in their history. If you extrapolate out the population, it would be the equivalent of 40,000 dead Americans in a day. They lost 1,200 Israelis. They have under 10 million people in terms of their overall population. And they're in a fight for their survival. And all I hear Joe doing is, and Chuck Schumer doing, and Nancy Pelosi doing, lecturing the victims of terror rather than just saying, no, we support your right to defend yourself and win your war against those that have attacked you and murdered your citizens, raped your citizens, and beheaded your children. I'm having a hard time understanding where their moral compass is. I'd like your thoughts on it.
I don't know where their moral compass is. I don't know where their political compass is. Look, if you follow polling on this, polling going back like 6 months, this is popular. Funding this war, we've sent $113 billion, more than any other country on earth, more than every other country on earth combined, including the neighbors of Ukraine, our NATO allies, in whose backyard this conflict is raging. Why is this ours to fund and not theirs? Why is this ours to fund to such a greater degree than theirs? So we're continuing to do that while Europe does far too little, given their proximity. Meanwhile,
But by the way, that infuriates me, Senator.
Political.
You know, this is their continent. Ukraine is not a part of NATO. I don't mind the United States contributing. I don't like Putin. He's a thug, a murderer, and a dictator. But this is now devolved into a U.S. Russia proxy war because of an obsession of Joe Biden only to deal with this front of conflict around the world, but pretty much putting all the pressure on the victims of terror in the Middle East. I don't understand the calculation there.
No, that's exactly right. Putting all the pressure on Israel. Meanwhile, this bill, in addition to sending $60+ billion to Ukraine, this bill sends up to $9.5 billion that could go, up to that amount could go to Hamas. To, you know, it's labeled, of course, as something very different, humanitarian relief aid Gaza and other places, but we know they could put it all in Gaza if they wanted. There is no sending aid, even humanitarian aid, to Gaza without helping Hamas in a real material way. And so we've got this whole thing backwards. And as to the proxy war against Russia, one thing we know, Sean, about proxy wars funded by the United States of America that drag out now into their third year, they eventually become non-proxy wars. And when a non-proxy war is fought against a nuclear-armed adversary, that's kind of scary. That's not to say we should never, ever consider any conflict that could result in that. But we've got to really consider that carefully, which hasn't been done here. Instead, we're running headlong into another massive spending spree. And by the way, this spending spree is unpopular and has been for at least 6 months everywhere in America, perhaps except Washington, D.C.
Quick break. More with Utah Senator Mike Lee. And then your calls coming up toll free today. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program as we roll along. We continue with Utah Senator Mike Lee, who's with us. We'll get to your calls at the bottom of the half hour. 800-941-SEAN is our number. So we now have a situation where Republicans really don't, unfortunately in the House, this is how I'm seeing it, is you have probably at least, I can identify 40 people that I can confidently say are rhinos. So you don't have a united caucus there. You are in the minority in your body in the Senate. However, there is power that you do have. And for example, the Senate rule requiring 60 votes to bring debate to a close. And Schumer has a razor thin majority in the Senate. And, you know, in that sense, I would think that Republicans, if they united in your body, would be able to stop a lot of this, but they don't seem willing to do it there either.
No, that's exactly right. And thank heavens for the cloture rule that takes 60 votes to bring debate to a close. And you can't pass a bill like this without bringing debate to a close first. So my advice to my Republican colleagues is that we should not even consider providing support to bring debate to a close on this bill, especially whereas here we're being denied votes even on amendments. The Senate's voting right now on my motion to table the amendment tree, which is my effort to stop Chuck Schumer from saying that nobody, Democrat, Republican, or otherwise, can vote on any amendment to this bill. Look, 41 senators, any group of 41 can stop this bill dead in its tracks. They can kill the bill. And we've got 49 Republican senators. I don't know why we're doing the bidding of the Democratic Party here. And I understand everybody says, well, in the House, they've got a razor thin Republican majority. Well, that's great. But so too does Chuck Schumer have a razor thin Democratic majority in the Senate. And in the House, they don't even have the cloture rule. So they don't have that excuse. At least in the Senate, we could still stop this just with Republican votes alone.
Okay. You need 41.
Tell them. No.
What's the math now if you need 41 votes?
Yeah, well, the math is that if we have 41 votes to stop cloture, they can't get to 60 votes. And so that blocks it. That shuts it down completely. The math on the prior bill was that you had 26 Republican senators, three Democrats who voted against the last Ukraine supplemental bill. And if we could hold those and then we could, you know, pick up another 12 votes, we could get to 41. And 41 stops the bill. There's no reason why we as Republicans should be this anxious to vote on something. Remember, we as Republicans stood strong on this, or most Republicans did, a couple of months ago. It's essentially the same bill. Sure, they've added a couple things to it, but it's essentially the same bill. Our border is still not secure, even though we as a party made a commitment months ago. We're not going to give more money to Ukraine until, at a minimum, we have a secure border. And we passed something with it that would force Joe Biden to secure the border. There's nothing in here that does that. So we're spending all kinds of money, putting all kinds of research resources into Ukraine's border while ours continues to be invaded.
And with $35 trillion in debt, and you don't have to be an MIT grad and a math genius to figure out that $1 trillion a year servicing the interest on that debt alone is not sustainable for any country, is it?
No. In fact, debt service, which was, you know, back in the early 2010s when I got here, I think we were in the range of $250, $300 billion a year. It's now eclipsing our national defense spending. And within a year, I think it's going to crest above $1 trillion a year. There is not enough money to cover this. We have got to start somewhere. We could start by not funding other people's wars, especially wars that we've already funded to the tune of $113 trillion.
Well said, Senator. There's only really one way out of this in the end, is we need more conservative House members, more conservative senators. We need as big a majority as possible. And we need Donald Trump to be reelected. And in 195 days, frankly, the trajectory of this country is hanging by a thread. That's how important this election will be. Senator Mike Lee, I'm jealous. You live in Utah. You get to eat Crown Burgers. I don't. I hate you for that. But we appreciate you being on the program.
Sean, I think of you every time I enjoy my Crown Burger.
Oh, I know you do. And you love to rub it in my face. I really appreciate that. Anyway, tell my friends at Crown Burger, I love them. Thank you, sir. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps swim spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps swim spa. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps swim spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. You know, I love this. It's so reminiscent of the summer of 2020. Democrats have themselves a big problem here. And they've got themselves an anti-Semitic problem. And we've been talking about the pro-Hamas wing in Congress, the, you know, shouting, we are Hamas on college campuses. And it is spreading like a cancer, top universities all around the country. Yet another Jewish student physically attacked at Columbia by a pro-Hamas protester. You have a rabbi saying, if you're Jewish, don't come to school. You have our elite schools now turning into like Hamas University. Anti-Semitism is running rampant. You have nearly half of Generation Z voters sympathetic towards Hamas, all things we've been telling you about. But what's reminiscent of 2020, we have, remember, the summer of 2020, all the rioting, 574 riots. We were told by the mob, the media. My favorite pictures were reporters on MSDNC and fake news CNN. over their shoulder, you had a city on fire. And they'd be reporting, and it's mostly peaceful. I'm like, really? Have you looked over your own shoulder and you see that, you know, the town is burning? Anyway, that summer, we had dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops. Remember, they were getting whacked with bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, and billions in property damage. There was no commission, no committee. And the Democrats were either totally silent because they didn't want to alienate the people that they believe to be a part of their base, the radicals now that represent the Democratic Party, or they were very tepid in speaking out, or they just flat out lied to us and said, no, they're mostly peaceful in spite of what our eyes were showing us. And now that's happening as it relates to what's going on around college campuses and this, you know, repulsive, vile anti-Semitism that has been on the rise, which ought to scare the hell out of anybody that has any basic or fundamental knowledge of history. And AOC, you know, literally referring to these protesters on college campuses as peaceful. And it just reminded me of the summer of 2020. Listen.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Yeah, tell it to the other, the two Jewish students physically attacked at Columbia by pro-Hamas protesters. Tell it to them. And again, just flat out lying and supporting everything that would be wrong. What part of Hamas being a terrorist organization committed to the destruction of Israel and the chance of death to Israel, death to America, the 1,200 dead Israelis on October 7th, the rapes, the beheadings, the burnings, the wreckage, the kidnappings, you know, what part of that are they not understanding? Or do they understand it, but they just don't care? Or they just share in these very distorted, sick, twisted values where wrong is right and right is wrong. Pretty sick times we're living in. Nita is in Arizona. Nita, I have a message for all of your elected officials in Arizona. You ready? Republicans especially.
Yep.
They better get their act together on the issue of abortion. I know you have this pre-Civil War, you know, provision that, according to the state Supreme Court, has now been reinstated. And Republicans, they better understand that they will literally hand that entire state electorally over to the Democratic Party. They will lose on the local level. They will lose on the national level. And Donald Trump probably won't have a shot as a consequence of their inaction. So if you are a Republican legislator out there, I don't know any of you, you better get your Adam Schiff together and you better fix this. And you have a very short window to do it. That's why Kamala Harris was out there. That's why you got Joe Biden down in Florida, you know, talking about the Florida abortion law here, which allows abortion for 6 weeks. That's on the low side compared to the national average. I think the country, I have said this many times, is at the first trimester to 15 weeks. But this is a state decision, and your state has to fix this. So if everybody in Arizona hears my voice, you might want to call your state rep, your state senator, and tell them to get their act together and fix this. Anyway, I'm done. I'm off my high horse. Nita, what's on your mind?
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Sean. And I hope you're having a wonderful day. I totally agree with you. I am pro-life, but they've got to fix this. They just have to. And my concern, there's so many things to be concerned about. But right now, what you were talking about with the protesters and pro-Hamas, death to America, that is a terroristic threat. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're correct. And by the way, terroristic threats often are crimes. And you can't make a terroristic threat against people, but that's happening now with regularity to a scary level.
So my point is, why aren't these people being held accountable? That should terrify every American. Those words are very clear. Those three words are terrifying.
Yeah, you think? Death to America? Yeah. And here's the worst part of this. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has said this to me in many, many interviews over the years. Yeah, they want to take out Israel. Yeah, from the river to the sea is real, meaning wiping Israel off the map. And they even talk about that. But they view these radical Islamic terrorists, these terrorist organizations, Israel is not the end for them. It's the beginning for them. And if you look at convert or die, they want the whole world to convert to their sick, twisted, radical ideology because they're radicalized. And otherwise, you are the enemy and you should die. And the next target for them would be the United States of America. It's why I keep warning people, you better never let Iran get nuclear weapons, because those lunatics that buy into this convert or die mentality, they will use them, and they'll think they're doing God's will as they hit the red button, and they would shoot it right at the United States if they got the opportunity. We saw what they were capable of when they tried to attack Israel. We saw Israel's response, and whether or not this comes back again, I don't know, but it's certainly simmering under the surface, that's for sure. But yeah, if you chant death to America, it sounds to me like you don't love the country and that you're threatening the country. I would view that as a direct threat.
Oh, I totally agree. I just wish they'd be held accountable. It's terrifying.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thank you, Anita. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Monty is in Florida, the free state of Florida. Sir, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing well, sir. How about yourself?
I'm great. Glad you're checking in on this Tuesday. What's on your mind?
Excellent. I'm going to just kind of reiterate what the lady just said about these demonstrators, and it turns my stomach to watch these pasty-faced little kids chanting death to America and we are Hamas. Do we have anybody, private citizens, that can just anyone that can stand up to these people? They have that pack mentality, and it just drives me nuts that there's nobody standing up to them. I mean, you take any single one of them, put them by themselves, and they're probably like little whimpering babies. But they get that pack mentality working, and they don't even know what the
heck. Well, it's become very mob-like and fashionable. There's really only one way to handle this, and that is that law enforcement needs to do its job and not allow radicalized students to take over college campuses and take over the streets of a city. And you got to stop them right in their tracks, and you got to enforce the laws of your state or the laws of your city or the laws of the land, period. And that's what they ought to do.
But they won't, since obviously they're being hamstrung by their superiors, who are obviously liberals.
Well, I mean, I've laid out the philosophy of tenured professors, for example, at Columbia. I mean, they celebrated the terrorist attack of October 7th. I mean, they're on the payroll.
It's scary.
Why would you allow terrorists sympathizing, supporting professors, supposedly educating your kids? Why would you allow that?
Because they're idiots. Who raised these kids?
Let me tell you something. I'm glad my kids are done with school. That's all I can say. I'm glad. And if they go back, you know, for any, you know, future degree, that's up to them. But it would be probably a more professional argument. But I mean, environment. But it's bad. You know, you think it used to be, you know, if you can get your kid into an Ivy League school, how proud of a parent would you be, right?
You know, absolutely.
If my kids wanted to go to an Ivy League school, obviously I couldn't stop them. But thankfully, it was never an issue. Although there was one school recruiting, two Ivy League institutions that were recruiting my daughter. She's an athlete. And I'm like, no, we're not going there. And she said, Dad, I never would go there. So it wasn't an issue for me.
You're fortunate. You know, it just, but you also raised your children. And if you told them not to do something, they didn't do it. It would be my guess. And if they did do it, then there were some ramifications other besides a naughty matter of time out. And part of the problem is what they need is some good old-fashioned discipline. And that harkens back
the college president won't lift a finger. Now, these are the same university campuses. God help you if you use the wrong freaking pronoun and you offend somebody. You're probably up for expulsion. That's how twisted and weird and bizarre things are. It's crazy. Anyway, Monty, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Quick break, right back to our phones. 800-941-SHAWN as we continue.
The biggest stories of the day with solutions to help move America forward. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Back to our busy phones, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Jim is in the Ocean State, Rhode Island. Lived there 5 years in Warren, Rhode Island. Loved the Black Pearl in Newport, the greatest clam chowder in the history of the world. How are you, Jim? What's up?
I'm well. Yourself?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to call and talk about the circus, the court case that's going on right now in New York. But first, I'd like to go back to something that the great Rush Limbaugh had to say a number of years ago. And there's a lot more play here than the persecution of Donald Trump than just getting him out of the way. And the Democratic machine, they won't let up until they have destroyed Donald Trump completely. As Rush said, they want to destroy him, his presidency, which they tried to do it pretty handily, his family, his company. They want to bankrupt him. And it's not meant just to get rid of Donald Trump. It's meant to send a message to anyone else out there who wants to rock the boat that is the swamp. They're saying, look what we did to him. Before you come into this town thinking you could rock our world, look what we did to him. We can mess with your life just as well. That's what they're saying. They're saying, don't come into Washington, D.C. and tell us that we're and you're going to mess with us.
I can't say it any better than Rush Limbaugh, but he's 1,000% right. It exists to this day. It's a form of intimidation. I've never thought we'd live in a country where virulent anti-Semitism would be all over the place, nor did I think I'd live in a country where our Justice Department is so flagrantly weaponized against political opponents and that they're using this to destroy people because they don't agree with them. And that's exactly the time that we are living here with. I'll quote another talk show host, Mark Levin. It's a post-constitutional America. And then I'll quote myself here, and I will tell you that they do not, at the end of the day, they think they know better than you. They have contempt for we the people. Jim, good call. Appreciate you being with us. Thank me. God bless us. Get off my phone. No, I'm kidding. Boy, we miss Rush, too. We really do. I mean, his wit, his wisdom, his humor. Look, nowadays, $20, you can barely get a burger or fries. It's unreal. Anyway, I'll tell you what it will get you, though. It will get you cell service, unlimited talk, unlimited text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company called Pure Talk. The best part is Pure Talk uses the exact same cell towers, the exact same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get the same service for half the cost. As a matter of fact, the average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Some families save more, all with no contract to sign, no activation fee. And you can make the switch today and join a stampede of us away from the big carriers to save a fortune in these tough Bidenomics time that we're living in. And you just dial #250. You say the keyword save now. And if you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy. #250, keyword, save now, do it now, save 50% extra off your first month, and you can probably then afford the burger and fries. As many of you know, MyPillow and Mike Lindell no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels, and that's the way many of you might have shopped for their products in the past. Now, MyPillow has found themselves as part of cancel culture. And this is an opportunity for you because instead of money going to retailers, guess what? They're passing the savings directly on to you, their customers. Right now, they're having their $25 extravaganza sale. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square. For example, you can get their two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, $25. And for the first time, the premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, $25. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, or just call 800-919-6090. You get free shipping on any order over $75. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.